Thank you for tuning in to our midweek podcast with Pastor Dinesh Mitchell. We hope this message will bless you and your family.
10 things forgiveness is and what it is not. Number one, forgiveness is not about disregarding the wrongs of a person. Proverbs chapter 19 verses number 11 says, a person's wisdom yields patience. It is one's glory to overlook an offense. So you are not saying by forgiving that person what that person did was not wrong. You are just overlooking because you are a bigger person. Because you are attached to glory. And it says that there is a glory in overlooking. There is something about overlooking an offense. Number two, forgiveness doesn't wait for an apology. Jesus says in Luke 17, 3 and 4, take heed to yourself. If your brother sins against you, rebuke him. If he repents, forgive him. And if he sins against you seven times in a day, returns to you and say, I repent, you shall forgive him. So in other words, it means is it should not depend on the actions. Even if the actions are repetitive, you just need to make a decision to forgive. Because you are not waiting for an apology, but you make a decision to forgive. Number three, forgiveness isn't synonymous with forgetting. Isaiah 43, 25. It is a beautiful verse where it says that he who blots out, I am the one who blots out transgressions for my own sake, and I will not remember your sin. The Lord is saying, I will not remember. Now, that doesn't mean that you will forget, but the Lord forgets. But what we got to do is to forgive. Because we, through forgiveness, break the chains that hold us. Number four, forgiveness isn't a one-time event. Once again, in Matthew's Gospel, chapter number 18, verses number 21 and 22, Peter questions Jesus and says, then Peter came to him and said, Lord, how often shall my brother sin against me? And I forgive him. Up to seven times, he wanted to put a cap or limitation. Jesus said to him, I do not say to you up to seven times, but 70 times seven. This reveals that forgiveness is a continuous process. 70 times 7, 490 times. Can you just even imagine that kind of situation in a day? But that only means that forgiveness is not a one-time thing, but it is a process. Number five, forgiveness doesn't automatically restore trust. Proverbs chapter 25, verse number 19 says, confidence in an unfaithful man in many times of trouble is like a bad tooth. So this doesn't mean that trust is restored because you forgave. Bad tooth, how hurtful it can be, you know, the pain is there, it's difficult, but you still chose to do what God has told you to do. So trust may not be restored. It's a truth that you need to know. Number six, forgiveness is distinct from a reconciliation. Romans 12, 18 says, if it is possible, so there are possibilities and impossibilities, as much as depends on you, live peaceably with all men. So you give peace by forgiving, but when it comes to a context of if you have gone through molestation, sexual abuse and things like that, I'm not telling go and reconcile with that person, because that may never happen sometimes. But still, you can release forgiveness because that is your part to do. Number seven, forgiveness isn't optional. Colossians chapter 3 verse number 13 says, bear with each other and forgive one another. If any of you has grievances against someone, forgive as the Lord forgave you. So this means you cannot make it an option if you like it or not. It is a command and we need to forgive as the Lord has forgiven us. Number eight, forgiveness is a gift from God. And it is meant to be shared. It's a gift. God has given us a gift. Ephesians 4:32 says, be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just like Christ forgave you. So he gave it freely. Even before we were born, he prepared and he gave forgiveness. And Jesus died for all of our sins. What power is that? That we extend that. Because when we extend forgiveness, we are extending the gift that we have received from heaven to the people around us. Number 9. Forgiveness isn't a feeling. It doesn't mean whether you feel it or not. You know, I feel like forgiving. I don't feel like forgiving. No, Matthew 6:14, when you clearly see that verse that Jesus is talking about forgiveness, it is something that we do irrespective of what we feel. Because it is a decision. And we make the right choice. Finally, number 10. Forgiveness doesn't change our past. But definitely it can change our future. Sometimes the things that we do, in Philippians chapter 3 verse 13 and 14, it says, brethren, do not count myself that I have got it. But one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead. In other words, there are things in our life that may have happened, knowingly, unknowingly, that forgiveness can cover, and you can change your future by not holding on to any grudges, offenses, because those things only become baggages in the journey of destiny. Somebody said this about forgiveness. Unforgiveness, rather. Unforgiveness is like drinking poison, you drinking poison, and thinking that the person that did something against you dies. But that doesn't happen that way. Today, receive and operate in the gift of forgiveness so that you can be healed and any dead place in your life can receive the abundant life that Christ has for you. Now, I encourage you, if you have the book, The Freedom Blueprint, and if you don't have it, you can purchase it online or download a free copy on my website, and the link will be put on there on the screen, www.dineshmichel.org. And in page number 19, you find an exercise. As you go through this exercise, I believe this will help you practically to walk in freedom from unforgiveness.
That's a wrap on today's Divine Breakthrough. Remember, every challenge is just a setup for your next miracle. See you soon in the next episode.